All right, my talkers, we are hanging out with Lori, and today we've got studio with us to kick off the week. What's up, guys?
Well, we better go through a weekend claim to fame from everybody.
Absolutely.
First. Brittany, you start.
Okay, mine's pretty lame claim, but I'll take it. I finally did a cold plunge over at the Chanhassen Lifetime.
Ooh.
I know, they used to have two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to have two hot tubs and they got rid of it and they have this insanely cold plunge thing.
So do you sauna then cold plunge?
No, you are not supposed to even, like, you're supposed to technically go do a cold plunge and then go work out.
Oh.
I mean, like, dry off, work out, because it was, like, loose. I don't know. The lady explained it to me and I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cold plunge. I'm going to change and go home. So I wanted to go hot tub, but they said, don't do that.
That's too much.
Shock to the body. So,
how did you feel?
I kind of felt good. And I hate cold.
Yeah.
I'm not like I'm not even like a winter sports person.
Yeah.
I wear snow pants when it hits 30 degrees.
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to try this because everyone says how great it is for you. And it actually, I felt kind of like more energy for the rest of the
good.
Day. So I didn't see that coming, but that's my only claim to fame. Tell me
I
your
like
guys.
It.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go because my claim to fame is that I actually saw Julia at a concert.
She
actually went out on Saturday night. We went to the Semisonic show. It was so fun. We ran into Colleen and our buddy Robert Wilkinson from the Flamin' O's. It was just a hip happening crowd. I'd never been in the Palace Theater before. I haven't had a chance to see a show there.
What a great venue.
Yeah.
Did you guys get seats or did you do standing room?
We were seats.
Good.
I would have rather been on the floor, but Casey and Julia were glad we were in seats.
Same.
Of course. But yeah, it was a super fun show. Semisonic sounded great. I was kind of worried that Julia wouldn't show up because she was like at a baby shower in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? Are you going to be ready to rally to go out and, you know, see a show?
Yeah.
But Pookie talked her into it. And there was a really great opening act, Lamar. LAAMAAR. All capital letters.
Lots of A's.
Yeah, but really good.
Hmm. And you guys accidentally were twinning.
We both wore the same jacket.
It's pretty cute. I love a LoJ twin moment. It happens once in a while.
It happens so often. I'm sure that we'll be dressed identical for the next couple of months at things. But yes, we show up at the Palace and we both have our camouflage cool bomber jackets with the hood from Ever Eve on.
Nice.
It was a twin moment. I loved it. I saw Colleen's photos and I was pumped to see you guys there, and the music and the acoustics in there are great.
Great.
Yeah.
It was super fun. And then I got myself into a movie theater. I haven't done that in a while. I wanted to see Monkey Man.
Yeah, that did
but
well.
Casey was like, no, don't go see that without me. So I saw this, I would call it a chocolate box comedy from Britain called Wicked Little Letters with Olivia Coleman and Jesse Buckley.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a black comedy mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Takes place after World War II, based on a true scandal about this person who's sending anonymously all these numerous crude insulting letters.
Oh. Okay.
So, you know, it's just a quirky little British. I went to AMC Rosedale. There were 20 people in the theater, 18 of them were women.
Yeah.
Well, this movie, I think it's in its second week or so, it jumped up the most of any movie. So last week it was in 26th, this week it was 8th.
Wow.
And it went up 1,900% because of word of mouth. The last
and
week.
It was just kind of just a light. I mean, of course, if you're somebody who hates swear words, there's a lot of swearing in this movie, but Jesse Buckley and Olivia Coleman, great actors.
Yeah.
And I call it a chocolate box comedy. Just go to an afternoon showing, you know.
Love it.
Casey would have hated it unless maybe we'd been at home.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't have been his cup of tea, but my friend and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it looks good. I think I'd like it too.
Casey's like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm watching the basketball game, but don't you go see Monkey Man without me.
Good move.
Because I think that did it do pretty well.
It did well. Monkey Man came in at number 2 and its opening weekend brought in $10 million.
That's $10 million to make, so that's good.
Yeah, they're already doing pretty well. That one it's doing well for first week, and especially, I mean, going up against what it had this weekend. But yeah, no, it looks good, and I think you two will enjoy that one. That's a smart move to save that one for you and
Casey. Well, how about you, Grant? You have any weekend claim to fame? Were you a basketball guru all weekend?
I was a basketball guru all weekend, but on the women's side of things, I did not watch any men's basketball this weekend. Don't plan to watch the championship game tonight. I loved the championship game on Sunday, which was, you know, we had a fun little Tessa Johnson connection to the South Carolina team.
Don't give too much away. We're having sports talk.
We won't, but yeah.
So you did really enjoy that.
I enjoyed the women's tournament so much the last week and a half that I was all in on that. But on Saturday, I did go down to another Twins game. As you guys know, I love it. It was so nice outside on Saturday.
Yes.
It was 1 o'clock game. I mean, people were down there. I mean, and I was down there for the home opener on Thursday, which was fun, but being a Saturday, middle of the day on Saturday afternoon, and as nice as it was, people were just drinking, having fun, laughing. It was a great time. So I got out and I stayed in. It was a sports weekend,
sports
in and outdoors.
Palooza.
Yeah, so it was a good weekend. Thank you. Yeah, and we got a lot to talk about the girls for sure.
Well, and how about this? Our Monday claim to fame is that everyone, at least here in Minnesota, we have completely missed the totality of the eclipse.
I don't think I would say that I let our office miss much of it.
Yeah, that's right.
I kept us in the know with where it was. Sometimes I forgot I was supposed to be informing everybody, but for the most part, we watched other people watch the
totality.
Eclipse. Have their totality. In totality.
Yeah.
It eclipsed our hearts and minds. And we were changed as people.
Were we?
Yep.
My mom said to me, she goes, when is this all going to end?
Thank you.
When the eclipse is over, it is a big darn deal.
Yeah.
If you listen, she goes, well, what's going to be next? I said, cicadas.
The cicadas
are coming.
It is. This is the year of the cicada. You're
the
right.
The cicada Armageddon is coming. She's like, oh, for crying out loud, you know?
I know.
But anyway, they weren't even in the path in Washington.
She still felt very annoyed by it.
Well, it was just all that was on.
I mean,
everything. Right. It's like, I'm sure John Oliver did a thing in his show last night about all, like a lot of times, you know, he'll do, when people exclaim, I can't believe it's April.
I can't believe it's April.
I'm sure that he had some kind of a little news segment about the eclipse and the words that phrases people kept using.
Totally. Eclipse of the heart.
I know it. Bonnie Tyler must make bank every time there's an eclipse.
Right. I got more on that for randoms, but it's definitely one of those things where I think it's funny when people kind of go to a place for something. Like, I find that exhilarating. Like, I would like to go to a place for something like that. But it's so quick, and then they're all kind of standing there. Watching the reporting on it is hilarious.
Very much so.
It's very like, what are we? Okay, we're going to repeat the same things, and then what happened? Well, then it got dark.
Yeah.
Yep, that's usually what happens. Yep, I don't know if we need 24-hour coverage, but I was here for it.
Yeah,
I love a good moment.
All right, listen, when we come back, our story we can't get enough of, it involves big movie news, you guys.
Lori and Julia here for Tressler Law. And Lori and I, together, we've been through 3 divorces, and we've been doing ads with Ann Tressler for some time now. So there are a lot of things that we've learned over the years about the divorce process.
That's right, Julia. And probably the biggest decision you'll make after the big decision to split, of course, is choosing the right divorce attorney. Don't make the same mistakes I made.
Step 1 is choosing an attorney who only practices family law. There are so many intricacies in state law when it comes to divorce, and you want someone on your side that knows how to navigate all the possible scenarios.
Don't choose an attorney who only tells you what you want to hear. You want someone to tell you how the law works and helps you set realistic goals.
And of course, choose a divorce attorney that you're comfortable working with and that you trust. We've gotten to know Ann and her team of trustworthy attorneys, and she'll help you find the perfect one for your situation and budget.
Call Tressler Law for your free 1-hour divorce consultation. Find them online at TresslerLaw.com or use my talk keyword divorce.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Lori, we have a little thing we got to remind people about. We got a gift to give away today. We've got some passes to go see the movie Advanced Screening of Challengers on Wednesday, April 24th at the Showplace Icon in West End. So some point in time today, we're going to give those away. We forgot to tell you guys in the first segment.
Saw a trailer for that yesterday at the movie. I saw 8 trailers. They showed every trailer. There's so many, but Challengers looks
good.
Yeah.
Little anxiety ridden for me. The idea of it gives me anxiety, but I'm definitely into watching
it. Well, and it was so perfect that Levi's Jeans was playing because I think these next 3 stories, everybody involves wears Levi jeans, and the stock has gone up with that song.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it has. It's kind of crazy, but
they changed their name.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, we have talked about Timothée Chalamet is playing, and they're filming it right now, Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
They're filming in New York. It's called The Complete Unknown. James Mangold is directing it. He gave us Walk the Line.
Yeah.
Great biopic.
That's a great one.
It's we've got our first look at Timothée in costume. And it's the early 60s in the New York music folk scene after he's moved from Minnesota to New York. So the picture of Timothée with the newsboy cap and the curly hair. It's just there for your viewing pleasure. And I'll just remind everybody, I don't know when, we don't have a date for the movie, but Monica Barbaro is Joan Baez. Nick Offerman is a dude by the name of Alan Lomax. Boyd Holbrook is Johnny Cash. And Elle Fanning is Sylvie Russo.
Okay.
I think a love interest.
Yeah, so that's a great cast, right?
And
cast
then right there. Edward Norton is playing Pete Seeger after Benedict Cumberbatch had to step out because of some other conflict.
Oh,
but
I
anyway,
like that
Timothée
though.
Looks real cute in that first biopic.
He does.
He really does. Thanks, Grant, for posting that. We don't have a first look or anything on this. This was rumored for the last couple of weeks, but now 20th Century Studios has picked it up and given us official notice. The name of this biopic is called Deliver Me From Nowhere, and it is a movie about the making of Bruce Springsteen's 1982 Nebraska album, and it's based on a book also called Deliver Me From Nowhere, which, according to Springsteen fans, is one of the best books ever written about Bruce Springsteen and his music. And our guy from The Bear, Jeremy Allen White, is the lead for Nebraska, or playing Bruce Springsteen in the early 80s.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Isn't it?
It's so good. Last time I watched that, The Greatest Night of Pop with Bruce Springsteen, and I loved seeing him in that. So it'll be super fun to see this.
And Bruce did a little cameo in the season finale of Curb last night.
Well, he was on the penultimate
and
season,
too.
Was he on both?
He came back. It's perfect.
Well, he and his longtime manager, John Lando, are involved with the film. And so he's approving of it, and it's based on this book. And when they first read the book, they were like, this has to be a movie about, and he was kind of like, Bruce was like, okay, just this one, and we'll be this all-encompassing biopic, but just about that period of time.
Okay.
Yeah. So Jeremy Allen White.
I think we've got set up for success. I think both of them, I actually think between the two, Jeremy Allen White seems like a better cast than Timothée Chalamet. If I was going to have to pick.
Timothée?
Yeah, then I mean,
Timothée can sing,
but you know, he doesn't have the, like, Jeremy for some reason has the essence of Bob Seger, but Timothée is going to have, Bruce Springsteen, but Timothée is going to have to work for it, I think. That's my thought.
Because he's so pretty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, there seems to be kind of a gritty element with both the Bruce Springsteen casting. But
well, Bruce was gritty in 1982.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I think it lines up well. And I feel like Timothée doesn't necessarily line up. They will. They'll get there.
You think that Alan's got a little more grit than Timothée.
Yes.
And that's why you think he fits the Bruce a little bit better.
We'll see what happens.
I'm with you.
I could be very wrong, but the casting feels better for this than it does for the other one. I would love to be proven wrong, and I think they can get there. They'll figure it out, but initially, those are my thoughts.
I can't wait to hear Timothée sing Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat.
Yeah.
Which I believe is from that era of Dylan.
All right.
Do you know that song?
No.
It's pretty good.
Pillbox Hat, you said?
Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat. I never knew the name of the damn song for years.
I can tell you that the marketing's off with the name.
Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat. Well, it was the early 60s. Everybody wore pillbox hats.
Yeah.
Do you have it? So I'm looking forward to Timothée singing this song.
All right. You got us.
And then the last bit of movie news, Kevin Costner's Western epic Horizon is going to kick off the Cannes Film Festival.
Wow.
He will be on the cross set to present the film on May 19th. This is the first installment of his movie. It's a four-part movie, Horizon, American Saga. He's in it, Sienna Miller, Sam Worthington, Jenna Malone. The first movie will come out June 22nd, then the second installment comes out August 16th.
Yeah, I'm going to rely on you guys to tell me what you think, because you guys have high standards for Kevin Costner in this kind of genre.
Oh, yeah. It's, I don't know, it kind of looks good, and they must be thinking it's got something if they're inviting it to be at the Cannes Film Festival.
I would agree. That makes me happy about it, for sure.
There you go. I definitely... That was our first trailer we saw of it. We were all kind of like,
we couldn't tell what it was.
So we got more faith. I like it.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori here for Learning RX. Oh, we got a great testimonial today. This is from the Hudson location. The Shoreview location. Remember, there are 7 locations. The positivity in this place is absolutely amazing. Even though I can leave my child here, I like staying because I love the friendliness of the staff, and I like hearing about my son's progress. One thing to note is that he's showing growth at school and his reading abilities nearly doubling each time he's taken a standardized test, which is probably at least 2 or 3 at this point in the school year. So we just love getting testimonials like that. They make a difference. Learning RX, they have helped so many kids, so many adults even, and it's just a great place that you can rely on to get things done for your child. Hey, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. Well, I play this in honor of Julia today because I know both of us probably our jaws dropped as we watched at some point yesterday what many of the many talk show hosts, you know, radio, TV, otherwise proclaim their love of the CBS Sunday morning program, news program. It's just such a good show. And yesterday they had Tracy do a report where I was like, what? I'm seeing this little skit for Menopause the Musical. I remember that's been here. I'm like, is CBS, are they going to actually talk about menopause? Sure enough, CBS Sunday Morning had a great story on it. And I remember I didn't know anything about anything I didn't know anything what happened to your body after you got your period. Okay. I just remember my mom sometimes referring to her mom and her aunties, well, they've gone through the change. And I always wondered, what is the change?
Right. It sounds like we're going to grow wings or something.
Wings or something, you know. But I just knew you didn't get your period anymore. And it wasn't something to be talked about. And it's just called the change. I'm glad we've come a long way. Julia and I have been pretty open about everything. You know, when the first symptom I had. And, you know, I want to say, the big thing that people probably don't know about is perimenopause, mm-hmm. which is the lead. So any woman, if you have ovaries, one day all those ovaries, they're going to be done. They're closing up shop. They've put out enough eggs. They're just aesthetic. They're done. There's no more work to be done with the ovaries. And then you, so that will, when the final egg drops, that's menopause. The one day your period is over, but it's the years leading up that for some women can start as early as 40. Ugh. You can be in perimenopause for 4, 5, 6, 8 years and having symptoms of hot flashes or night sweats or being irritable or getting a lot of fat around your middle or not being able to sleep easily, having anxiety where you didn't. And it's because you're all your hormones, just like when you are a young woman, they're all, you know, they're up in the air. Maybe you have more testosterone all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Your estrogen has plummeted. Your testosterone has made you cranky. Your estrogen has made you not sensitive to your crankiness. And you're not sleeping well because your progesterone is low or whatever. So it's kind of...
it's a hot mess.
It's a hot mess. And there really isn't a lot of... there hasn't been a lot of knowledge. Like even in this report, we're just going to hear a little bit from this woman who has a who is a doctor and has a book out, but about how there just hadn't been any money for years because menopause got a very bad rap. And I think Julia and I had just started on the air. 2002 or 2003 were women's hormone for symptoms of perimenopause or menopause. They were using Premarin, which is pregnant mare's urine. And people were just like, what? You know, and it got this very bad rap. And as a result, there were less doctors that learned about it to be able to talk to their clients. I know Julia and I met a nurse, a woman who was a nurse in the Army during the Vietnam War, and she started the Menopause Center, and it's now called Midwife Motherhood to Menopause.
Okay.
Is the name of the clinic.
Nice.
But very often, you know, it's not covered by insurance, even to, you know,
get your hormones checked.
Even. Well, usually the blood level, but you have to be adamant and just to ask your doctor. Yeah. You to say you would like PETT measured, progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, and then I always think people should know what their thyroid, what's going on, because that's your little, you know, it, think of it as the furnace of your body.
Yeah,
How well are you metabolizing? What's your TSH? So PETT, get that. I would get it done at 36, the year you become a sex symbol. Find out what all, and guys too, find out what your base level thyroids are. And then you just, and you know, because then you have nothing to compare it to. Because like at 45, you go in and you're having symptoms. They don't know what you're, they just say, well, on the average, you know. So I just,
That's actually super good advice because I'm 37 right now.
You should get your thyroid. You should get all that tested.
Get all that checked. I had a kiddo. I was on hormones for having another kiddo. Now we're taking, you know, I'm not on hormones right now. And it would be a good time to get all that checked because I'm actually at a point where this might, unfortunately for me, might be my normal.
Right, but just see what it is.
To see where it's at and then be able to compare it because you could be trying to raise something that honestly has always been low in you anyways to have a baseline. That's a great idea.
Yeah, so I would just do that. So I just was delighted that the CBS, that Tracy Smith interviewed experts on hormone replacement therapies, the pros and cons, the challenges of it being underfunded. So here's just a little bit from the doctor who's written a book. I think it's called Grown Women Talk.
So is there an upside to menopause?
There is a huge upside to menopause.
Dr. Sharon Malone is an OBGYN and an author who's trying to take the mystery out of menopause with a new book aimed at grown women.
Do you think most women know what to expect when it comes to menopause?
They do not. Most women have no idea when this whole perimenopause or menopausal transition starts.
Yeah, how long does this last?
That's the $64,000 question. People, well, how long is it? Every woman is different, but the average is in the range of years, not months.
There are new treatments for menopause symptoms out there. Just turn on your TV.
This is a hot flash.
But the most common is hormone replacement therapy, or HRT. It's basically a cocktail of different types of estrogen to put back what the body isn't making enough of. Starting in the 1940s, that estrogen mixture came in pill form, sold under the clinical-sounding name Premarin. And you're not going to believe where it comes from.
So the name Premarin is?
Pregnant mare's urine. Premarin. And most people don't realize that, but it's an inexhaustible supply of these estrogens. And horses, you can imagine, put out a lot of urine, and as long as you keep the mares pregnant, you have an almost inexhaustible supply.
And, all right. And then, but when this big study came out, like I want to say 2003 or four, people were just like, we're not having it. We don't, we want to have bioidentical. That's when you started hearing bioidentical hormones or compounding. Like I know Lloyd's Pharmacy, they compound. So progesterone is basically, I think they take it out of from yams.
Yeah, you know.
But you need to talk to your doctor, because if you have like breast cancer in your family, I mean, there's certain people that cannot take hormone replacement. So there's other ways that people will, that they can change things with how they're feeling with diet and exercise. And there's a lot of celebrities that are starting to talk about it now. And there's also celebrities that are of a certain age that are, you know, like Niecy Nash is the face of a new menopause. It's called Versali, which offers menopause related supplements and nutrients.
Okay.
Here's the thing with all of that. Sometimes I am very skeptical about the over-the-counter thing. And if you really are suffering by not sleeping, you're ready to get divorced, you're in such a bad mood, you're very irritable, very, maybe you're even having anxiety that you didn't have. Perimenopause is the bitch.
Yeah.
It's not. Actually, it's all the leading up to it as your hormones are
regulating,
going out of whack.
Yeah.
For men, it's called andropause. Men will start producing more estrogen. So the old saying is men get esty and women get testy because women are losing the estrogen, but maybe your testosterone. So you kind of flip your switches. So that's why sometimes the middle class cliche or middle age cliche about a man dumping somebody for a younger partner, getting a sports car, all ways to replace the testosterone and the hardwood you no longer feel throughout your body.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And for women, it's just as off-putting, but nobody has ever really talked about it. And, you know, we're talking more now. And now, I mean, this one lady in the thing, she's like, menopause is chic. It's just simply chic. And I'm like, all right, Dorit.
All right, take it easy.
but I let you know, Halle Berry talked about it, because they're also, just like we moisturize the outside skin of our body, there is a way to moisturize the inside skin.
Mm-hmm.
And so Halle Berry talked about how her doctor thought she had herpes. She was so cracked inside.
Dang.
I don't know any other way to put it.
Yeah.
And you can be juicy on the outside, but not inside. So there, you know, you do really, I know in this latest, this Women's Health Initiative that President Biden signed a few months ago, one of the big things in it that some of the women senators were fund perimenopause and menopause, get some stuff covered.
Yeah.
This is necessary. There's no reason for you to feel like you have to, you're shriveling up and dying and you're not attractive and you're not there. There's help out there, but you just need to be proactive about seeking it. And if your doctor doesn't know, you can just be bossy and ask for your PETT, progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, thyroid. You want that blood test and call Midwives to Motherhood.
There you go. It's always, I mean.
And you know, pay out of pocket $125 for one of the nurses to go over that with you and what your history is. And can you do some replacement? Because you don't have to suffer.
Yeah. Well, what? Okay, so that was the tip you've given us. And then what's the monogram? What's the one thing we say about our size of our boobs? We say the specific word to get a special 3D test.
Oh, the I have dense breasts.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you say those two things.
I have
and
dense
you're
breasts.
Set.
I'm going to need 3D imaging.
Yep. See, look at you. You always tell us exactly what to say to our doctors to get the special test.
So yeah, it can for many women starts at 40.
Yeah, they're saying
perimenopause.
Yeah, premature menopause affects 1% of women under the age of 40.
Yeah,
so it could even go.
That's unusual. So yeah. it probably for, I think you know like I know it'd be. And it also has to do like when you started your period.
Yeah,
like,
and he's saying
I was a super late bloomer.
This is premature.
Premenopause is different than perimenopause.
Thank you.
Yeah,
means around.
Around. So for a lot of women, it's 44, no 45, 48, but you know it could be as early as 40. You'll know.
Okay.
And people in your life will be pointing it out to if you're having symptoms.
And this is called the book that or the. Sharon Malone was the MD that was on, and she has a book called Grown Woman Talk.
Grown Woman Talk. Yes. Thank you, Grant. Yep. All right. We'll be right back. All right. Well, here's something else you don't have to suffer. If you do not like how your breasts look or how your face looks or the fact that you, damn it, I never had a chin or whatever it might be, if you have something that you seriously have thought about going to see a plastic surgeon, we would recommend a consultation with the fantastic doctors that make up Minneapolis Plastic Surgery. Dr. Jarvis, Dr. Tholen, Dr. Singh is just joined them. But between Tholen and Jarvis, they have over 20 years of experience. Julie and I are clients, we say that, releasing our HIPAA responsibilities of Dr. Jarvis. But We just everything, the staff, the nurses have been there for such a long time. Go to mpsmn.com or call Minneapolis Plastic Surgery to schedule your free 1-hour consultation. Oh, for goodness sake, who's going to have these kind of anti-discussions after we leave?
I don't know. I
just learned so much during the break. My gosh.
It's great. I mean,
yes,
I worry about that every once in a while. And I just think, oh, get over yourself and just, you know, book another trip.
Let's be honest. I think I'm in so much denial that you guys are leaving. Oh, yeah.
We are too a little bit. Although, my gosh, Julia is giddy, positively giddy.
I know. It's so annoying because you guys are so happy. And it's so funny. We'll be in the double wide area and we'll be all laughing. And I'll just like feel like I want to tear up because I'm like, this will never all hang out again.
I know. I can't even stand to think about it.
I know.
This was all my idea. I'm the one that started.
You monster. People have been asking me all like left and right. Yeah. And I'll say, I'm not talking about it. I'm so sad.
I know. I mean, hopefully, you know.
I mean, I know
Arthur will let us, you know, I mean, I'd fill in or I'd do whatever.
Yeah, well, I know I'll see you again, but it'll never be like it is here.
I know.
And that's hard for me because I love coming in. You know that, like, I love being here.
Right.
But again, let's just
lean into denial. All right, well, let's lean into a couple of fun music things that happened last night. So last night was the 2024 CMT Music Awards. I tuned in for about four reasons. One, I love Kelsea Ballerini, and she's hosted like three times in a row. I've loved her since Keith Urban had her open for him at the State Fair like 10 years ago. He gave her her break.
Yeah.
You know, because
he does that.
He does do that. I wanted to see Keith Urban perform. I hope to see Jelly Roll win anything. I just find him. And then I wondered if Beyonce would show up or if there'd be anything that would be happening. But Grant posted all the fashion. And one thing that was really cute was that, okay, have you listened to that Beyonce Cowboy Carter album, Backward and Forward?
Yes, absolutely. I made everybody in the car when we were in Phoenix listen to it. We had a couple rides.
And Blackbird, the cover of Paul McCartney's song, Is that not just...
It's beautiful.
It's stunning. It makes you hear the words in a whole nother way.
Yeah.
And so Tanner, Adele, Tiara Kennedy, Raina Roberts, and Brittany Spencer are four Black women who are in the country genre. They sang backing gospel vocal on that Blackbird song, and they are all experiencing a dramatic interest in their music, which was always Beyonce's intention to use her platform to elevate and lift, you know? And so they presented last night, and it was really cute. They really brought it, and they all got a little Blackbird tattoo.
That's so cute.
That is awesome.
Isn't it?
Should we get tattoos?
I know.
Brittany.
Should we get little microphones?
Oh, anyway, I think they said it on the red carpet. They weren't able to say it when they were up on the stage. But anyway, they were giddy with delight. And Kelsea Ballerini was giddy, changing and looking cute and keeping the program flowing. And Keith Urban, even though his red carpet outfit gave me divorced dad on the brink vibes.
Yeah.
I liked what he wore on stage.
Okay.
Except for the white sneakers. I'm never going to like him in white sneakers.
Yeah.
Blazing white.
Sometimes you definitely, when men are left to their own devices, it's not great.
Yeah, stick with your engineer boots, Keith. Yeah. We like
you in a certain genre. I'm sorry. Yeah. You can play whatever music you want, but wear
the song was
clothes.
Good. The song was good, and he had two hot female guitarists that he gave a lot of spotlight to, and Jelly Roll was fun. But I have to say, the 3-hour show, I skipped forward a lot because some stuff I just wasn't interested in. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing is we're still trying to figure out what the magic timeline is for any award show. I remember even these Grammys the last time I was like, these feel a little long.
Yeah. And, you know, CBS, they want to get in as many ads as possible. Yeah. So, you know, that's fine. If you have regular TV and you can DVR it, that's the way to
that's
go.
That's the key. I know. I'm always lucky because they always start after I put Go-Go to bed. So I'll record them, do a
then
very slow good bed,
then you,
and then
yeah,
get a
perfect.
Snack. And then I'm like fast forwarding it. But I'm always like avoiding you and Julia's texts then. Like, don't text
us.
I'm on a Go-Go delay.
And as expected, Beyonce debuted number one on the Billboard 200 with Cowboy Carter.
Yes.
Making it the biggest sales for an album so far in 2024.
Nice.
Just looking out for April 19th when Taylor's album comes out. But 407,000 albums sold. It's her 8th topper on the chart. And with her 8th number one on the Billboard, she pulls out of a tie, Beyonce does, with Janet Jackson for the 4th most toppers among women. Ahead of her are Madonna with 9.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean a chart-topping album, okay? Barbara Streisand.
Not our hair toppers that we also sell.
Chart-topping. So Madonna with 9, Barbara Streisand with 11, Taylor Swift with 12.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, biggest debut. And then Billie Eilish let us know today that she will drop her new album on May 17th. And that's 3 weeks after Taylor's album.
We get a lot.
Which was spaced out from Beyonce's.
I think they all did that. I think they talked together. I think there were some record heads that were trying to figure that out. Last year was the year of the concerts.
Yeah.
And this year's the year of the albums.
The album is titled Hit Me Hard and Soft. No title tracks yet. It's early. And they don't think her Oscar winner, What Was I Made For, is included. Maybe once her album comes out, we'll get an announcement about, apparently Lana Del Rey has a country album waiting for a launch.
Okay.
And,
I would love a Lana Del Rey country sad song.
Wouldn't it be good? She's in the Three Body Problem.
Oh,
I think she has the closing song, that video game. She's got a song called Video Game.
Oh, yeah. Play your video game.
That's a very prominent song in Three Body Problem.
So Friday, we broke out the Corvette. You're welcome, Grant.
Thank
I called
you.
It a Corvette, not
thank
a convertible.
You.
Oh, I love it.
And Justin said, well, this isn't a Lana Del Rey on the way home. And I was like,
yes.
Are you trying to have relations
with me? It's working.
It came on. I said, buckle up, boy. It's a law.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's so good. And Cher and her boyfriend were in Milan. It's Fashion Week, and they just looked loved up and happy.
Love it. Yeah. I love Cher happy. Yeah, looks good on her.